Daf Mem Hey. So we begin now the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah begins as follows. It says Shlosh she'achlu ka'achas. Three people eat together. We have the din chayavim lezamin. There's a requirement of performing a zimun. Rashi explains what's a zimun. Rashi in the Tam says Shlosh she'achlu lezamin lahizdamin yachar letziruf bracha belashin rabim kigon nivarach. To say nivarach, we should bless together. That's what zimun means. The beginning, the hakdama, those words we say before benching with three or more. That's called a zimun, to bench together. So what's the reason? So the Ravid says, in order to for Berova Am Hajis Melech, to have more people together to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that's the inyan of Zimun. The Me'iri writes, the reason is in order to be misorer, to inspire people, to get people to have more Kavana. When people are doing it together, there's more energy in the room, that it inspires more Kavana. So those are two different opinions, two different reasons why there's a concept for a Zimun. So again, the people who eat together, Ka'achas, Chayavim Lazamin, there's a requirement of performing a Zimun. The Mishnah then says a person achal demai, person eats demai. Demai is a situation where there's a suffix whether or not ma'aser was taken or not. Midaraisa, you really don't have to take, but since you're buying from an am haaretz and rechosher the am haaretz didn't take ma'aser properly, so the chacham said you have to take ma'aser. But it's a chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv midirabanan. It's only a suffix ma'aser. There's no real iser. So a guy eats demai, or a guy eats ma'aser rishon shenatla chumaso. A person eats ma'aser rishon. Ma'aser rishon is given to the Kohen, so the Kohen get rather to the Levi. The Levi gets Ma'aser Rishon, and the Levi, from getting Ma'aser Rishon, he's supposed to give some of that, a tenth of what he gets, to the Kohen. That's called Chumas Ma'aser. So if a guy is eating Ma'aser Rishon, that the Chuma was taken, the Chumas Ma'aser was taken, but the Chumas Gedola, the Chumas Gedola that's supposed to go to the Kohen first, wasn't taken. So that's a Havamin, at least right now, what's going on here. So a guy eats Demai, a guy eats Ma'aser Rishon, Shinala Chumaso, or a guy eats Ma'aser Sheni, Vehektesh Sheniftu. The din is Ma'aser Sheni, you're supposed to bring certain fruits of the year to eat in Yerushalayim. If you redeemed it, and you now have the fruit, you put the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni onto coins. So the coins are going to go to the Yerushalayim, and now the fruit are Chulin, you can eat the fruit wherever you want, or Hektesh, that you are now Podis, so the Hektesh is no longer Kedusha, or v'chein shamish, you have the shamish, the waiter who's there, v'achal kezayis, he eats a kezayis. These are all different situations of v'chein kusi, a kusi, machokis, whether his status of being a Jew or non-Jew. All of these types of examples, either individuals or the foods that you're eating, the heter mezamin alav, you can be mezamin in all these different situations. So if you look at Rashi writes here, hashamish, what's going on here, sheshim shem besuda, the waiter at the meal, V'yachli ma'am kizayis, even though he's going back and forth serving you, he eats a kizayis of the food. K'day lehistarif imahim lezimun, he's able to join in. U'bechol honey, all those that we just listed, of demai, ma'aser rishon, and so on, u'bechol honey itzterich lashmina, we need to teach you, the afagav de damu le'iser, even though they all seem similar to an iser, ein kan bracha b'aveira, that's not called an iser b'aveira. So we're going to see, the Gemara is going to elaborate on all these pieces. So the Gemara, the Mishnah then says, let's say a person eats achal tevel. Tevel is where nothing was separated. There's no truma separated. There's a real iser there. It's not an iser midirban, a real iser midiraisa. Or ma'aser rishon shelo natla chumaso. The truma wasn't taken from the ma'aser rishon. There's a real iser. Or ma'aser sheni vehektesh shelo niftu. These items that they were not redeemed. So there's real kedusha, and you can't eat hektesh anywhere. You can't eat ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. Or a shamish she'achal pachas mikazayis. The waiter just nibbling away, but doesn't have a kazayis. Or hanachri, a non-Jew. All of these are examples where ein mizamnin alav. You cannot make a zimun. So the Mishnah then says that hanashim v'avadim kutanim ein mizamnin alayim. You do not count them as part of the minyan. We'll see more about that in a mabez. And ad kama mizamnin, what's the shear? How much does one have to eat in order to be part of the zimun? The Mishnah answers ad kezayis, according to the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar ad kebetzah. So take a look at the Tosos, Dibur Maschil Achal. This is the first wide line in Tosos. Achal Tevel, Ein Mizamner Alav. If one eats Tevel, the din is you cannot include him part of the Zimun, because he ate a Davar Isser, so you can't include a guy eating a Davar Isser as part of your meal. So asks Tosos, Tema. Damar Be'erichin, the Gemara in Daf Dalet and Maseches Erichin, Hakol Mitzdar from the Zimun. Everyone can be part of the Zimun, whether you're Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Asks Gemara Be'parich. Of course, why would you think a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael shouldn't be part of the Zimun? What's the Havamina that they should be excluded? U'mishani lo tzricha af agav the Kohen ochel tshuma v'Yisrael chulun. There's a Havamina that maybe the Kohen eats tshuma, and the Yisrael eats chulun. Now the Yisrael is not allowed to eat tshuma. It's usur for the Yisrael to eat tshuma. You would have thought, Alma, that af agav the tshuma asur li Yisrael, So if a Kohen eats the Truma, and I can't have the Truma, I'm not a Kohen. Achrei she'Kohen yochel letzarif im Yisrael, lecha b'chulin mitzarfin on lizimun. So since the Kohen is allowed to eat the chulin that I'm eating, that's called the tzarif. Even though I can't eat what he's eating, he can eat what I'm eating, and therefore you have a tzarif. V'hochanami, nehi dechad minayu achal tevel. Granted, one guy ate tevel, dein roi lacherim, that no one else can eat tevel, but am I ate him as amin, but he can eat what I'm eating, right? I can eat what he's eating. I can eat the tevel, but he can eat the chulin that I'm eating. So too, I can eat what the Kohen's eating, but the Kohen can eat what I'm eating. So why don't we say, just like by the Kohen eating truma, you can have a tzirif with everyone else. So here too, with the guy eating tevel, there should be a tzirif with everyone else as well. And just host us, v'yesh lomar, the achilas tevel lav shme achila. When a person eats tevel, it's not called an ila, achila, the lo chazi af la Kohen. No one's allowed to eat it. The chuma, about chuma, the Kohen's allowed to eat. The Kohen didn't do an iser, he's allowed to eat the chuma. When it comes to tevel, no one's allowed to eat tevel, and therefore that's not called an achila, and there is no tzirf. A fascinating discussion comes up in the Magen Avraham. Let's say I'm having, milchiks, and two of you are having meat. We're all washing, so there's a zimun, we have three people eating. But I'm having milchiks, and you're having meat. I can eat your meat, but you can't eat my milchiks, because you're fleishiks. You have to wait 6 hours to eat my milchiks. So is that considered tzirf? So the Magen Avraham writes that that's called the tzirif, because even though the guy eating fleishiks can't have my milchiks, the guy eating milchiks can have the fleishiks, and therefore there's a tzirif. And the Magen Avraham paskins that who should be mevarich, the one who could eat the milchiks, the one eating milchiks, should be the leading the zimun, because he, in theory, he could eat the meat if he wants. The guy eating the meat can't eat my milchiks. So the Shaar Tzion actually writes, he says, let's say you have... Let's say I'm eating the milchiks. So I'm allowed to eat fleishiks. I lead the benching. But let's say Ezra and Harry are eating fleishiks. Now Ezra's a Kohen. So now he can't eat my milchiks, but he's also a Kohen, and Kohen comes first. So should I bench because I can eat his fleishiks, or should he bench because he's the Kohen? So the Shaar Tzion paskins, that in this case, even though normally the guy eating milchiks should be benching because he could eat the meat, in the case of a Kohen, then the Kohen who has the fleishiks, he should be the one who should be benching in this particular case. Okay, the Gemara asks the question, how do you know these words are really true, that three people qualify to make a zimun? So Amar Rav Asi, the Amar Kala Pasuk says, Galu Hashem iti, unroma shmo yachtov. Galu, come with me. He lets it raise Hashem's name. Galu is referring to two other people. Galu, you guys should make Hashem's great name great. B.T. with me. So two guys with me, that makes three people. That's the source of zimun. Rabbi Abo Amar Mehacha from a different pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Leilukenu. So okay, when you call Hashem's name, Havu, those you should be Golos, should give godless greatness to Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. So Amar Rav Chana not Bar Abba Minayin Laone Amen Shliak Bia Kola Yosef Minam Mevar. How do you know when a person responds Amen to a blessing, you should not answer the Amen louder than the blessing being said? Shinemar, it says in the pasuk, Galu Hashem iti unroma shemo yachtov, that you should go iti, be with me, be the same volume as I'm saying the words. So Amar Bishum ben Pazi minayin she'ena matargim rashai lahagbia kolo yosem minak kore. We know in the times of the Gemara they had the person, the Baal Kore, reading the Pesukim in Hebrew, and they take a pause and there would be a matargim saying it in Aramaic. So that was a practice they used to have. So when the matargim is saying the targum, he should not be louder than the Baal Kore. So how do we know? Shenamar quotes a pasuk here. This is last week's Parsha. I think last week's Parsha, right? Or maybe it's this week's Parsha, maybe even. I think it's last week's Parsha. What? It's a Vayi Kol HaShofar, the pasuk says, Moshe Daber, Velkim Yanen Bakol. So Moshe spoke out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded Bakol. So it seems as so Gemara says, She'ein Tam Alomer Bakol, if it didn't say Bakol, when you answer, of course, it's a Kol. Bakol is superfluous. So Ma Tam Alomer Bakol. Bekolosha Moshe, the response was the same exact volume as Moshe Benu should be the volume of the response. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one answering back and forth, the Targum is also a response to the Baal Kore, and therefore it should be the same kol as the Baal Kore. And Tani Nami Hochi, the Braisa, says the same thing. Einam Targum Rashai Lagbia Kolo Yoser Mina Kore. The Targum cannot raise his voice above the volume of the Kore, the Baal Kore. Vim Ef Shalom Targum Lagbia Kolo. Kineged HaKori, led to the Baal Kori, he's got a booming voice. And the Matargim can't reach the same volume as the Baal Kori, so then Yimach HaKori Kolo V'Yikra. Then the Baal Kori should soften his voice, so this way he and the Matargim are in the same volume. Gemara now says, Itmar, Shnaim She'achlu Ka'achas, if two people are eating together, Pligi, there's Machlokes, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Chad Amar Imratu Lezamin mizamnin v'charamar imratu lizamin ein mizamnin. There's a machlokas whether even two people would qualify as a zimun. So one felt, two, you have the option of making a zimun, and the other opinion felt that, no, you don't have the option. So the Gemara is going to quote our mission, of course, and go through a number of different sources whether or not one can make a zimun even with two people. So the Gemara first quotes our mission, Tanan. So three people who eat together have a requirement to do a zimun. So Gemara makes a very simple dik. Shlosha in shnayim lo. The Mishnah clearly says three. That implies two people cannot make a zimun. And Gemara responds back, no, hasam chava hachar shus. Our Mishnah is talking about when there's a requirement. When three people are sitting, there's a chiv to make a zimun. But the implication is when two people are sitting, you have the option. You don't have a requirement, but there's an option of making a zimun. So there is an arrive from our Mishnah in either direction. Tashma, the Gemara brings another brisa. Shlosha she'achlu ka'achas, three people are eating together, chayavim l'zimun, there's a chayav, a requirement to do zimun. Ve'ein rasha'in l'chalek, you cannot divide. You can't say, okay, let's bench separately, you must make a zimun. Shlosha in shnayim lo, same thing. Only three people can make a zimun, two cannot. Gemara answers again, shayni hasim, over there is different, the kavu lehem bechova meikar. Since they establish themselves together, they ate a meal, as a chiv, they're not allowed to separate from each other. But if it's two people, they have the option. If you look at Rashi, Rashi's interesting line here. Shayni hasim, Rashi writes eight lines up, the hukvo bechova meikar, when they sat together as three, there's a requirement now to bench, they can't divide. V'azel hu mafkaslu chova. If one guy leaves, he's removing the chiv that they had as a unit. V'kamu lehi b'rishus. Now they have only a rishus to bench since one guy left. V'gadol hamitzuva v'yosef mimishen hamitzuva v'yosef. Better to perform a mitzvah as a requirement, as a chiv, than it is to perform the mitzvah as an option. So either way, we see from here that there's no raya that two people can't do it. We just know that two people don't have the obligation to do it, but there might still be the option of having two people do a zimun. So no raya from that brisa either. Three lines up from the bottom, the Gemara says, Tashma, Hashamish Shaya Mishamish Al Shnayim, a waiter who's busy serving two people, Hareza Ochei Mahim, he's allowed to eat with them, Afa Pishalo Nitlu Rishus, even though they didn't grant him permission, the waiter's able to forcibly take part in their meal to create the zimun, because he's the third person. He's serving three people, however, he's not allowed to eat with them unless because they don't need him. They have three people without him. So we see clearly here that you need to, why don't they have a case of one guy eating by himself and have the shamish join him? So the Gemara says, shiny hasam, there it's different. Denicha, going on to my base now, denicha lehu demikvo lebechova. So there, I mean, the question is, if you really have a zimun with two people, so how come you need the shamish? You already have two people. So why is the Bari say the third guy, the waiter, could force himself as part of the meal? Two people should be sufficient. Must be two people can't make a zimun. And the Gemara says, no, you're right, you have a zimun with two people. But better to have a zimun with a third person to make it a chova, that's a better way to perform the mitzvah, gadol mitzuva v'osa. So then the Gemara says another raya. Tashma, noshim mizamnos la'atzman. Avadim mizamnin l'asman. A nashim, women, if they have their own chabura, they're allowed to make their own zimun, the Gemara says. Avadim, if they have their own chabura, they can make their own zimun as well. Nashim, avadim ketanim, imratzim l'azamin, a mizamnin. If, women, avadim and ketanim all together, they want to make a zimun, we're not allowed to. And we'll see why they're not allowed to make one together. Rashi points out, we'll see the Gemara shortly, but Rashi first says, Imratu e mezamim. We don't let Avadim, Katanim, and Nashim make a Zimun together, because the first time will come on, we're going to see in a few lines, She'ain Kvias na Mishim Pritzusa. We don't like them having Kohen meals, and certainly with Avadim. Bain de Nashim, Bain de Mishkav Zachar, the Avadim, Katanim. We don't trust the Avadim, we don't trust what's going on here, so we don't have that together. But if they're independent of each other, so then we allow them to have their own groups of Zimun. So the Gemara says, what's the question? So Gemara says, "V'ha me'anashi kitrei gavri damin." We have a cloud that when women, 100 women together, they're like two people. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Da'afilu me'a kitrei damya lady in chova." That it says that if women want, they're allowed to imratzu. They can make a zimun. There's no chiv to make a zimun. They could. They have the option if they choose to. So you can have 100 women there. The most they could get to is the option, which is the same level as two men. That there's a rishus to make a zimun. So Rashi just says, "Da'afilu me'a kitrei damya le'inin chovin." With respect to the chiv, "De'ein chayavos lezamin." There's never a chiv on women to make a zimun. V'imratzu, if they want to, mezamin. So they have the option. So we see, since women have the option of making a zimun, so it must be there's an option for men as well. When there's three, that's a chiv. When is there an option, just a choice to make a zimun? That must be who are din the shlaim. There must be a category of a voluntary zimun for men. Must be that there's a case of two, and we have two people sitting together, that creates a reshus. So that proves that there is a zimun with two people. So the Gemara says, again, v'han mea nashim kitrei gavri dami, v'katani nashim mizam nes la'atzman, v'avadim mizam la'atzman. So we see that there's a concept of making a zimun b'reshus. And the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam dika deos. They're deos, which means many women. Rashi says, dika deos, diafa gav delin chova ina chayavas. Granted, women are never chayv to bench, at least within a zimun. Uleinin reshus, but reshus, deos shlosha chashiva lahodos tfei mishnei anashim. Dika mishim galu lashem iti. What's going on here is, women, you need three people to make a zimun. There's no quit. The Gemara says you need three people. Now, even though three women won't make it to the level of chov, it's only reshus, still you need three people. We're not saying that women are like two men. Women are only when there are three women will they qualify, and there still is an araya that two men have the option of making a zimun. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case that women can make a zimun with three women together. So then, Ema Seifa, Nashim Vavadim Imratu Lazamin, Ema Zamnin, am I low? Why can't women and Vavadim come together? V'ha ikadeos, don't you have three people? Women, avadim, shiny hasam, mishim pritzus. So because the pritzus that we said, mentioned before the Rashi, we don't want them to sit together in a co-ed meal, and therefore there is no zimun midarabanim. So look at the tosis for a second. Interesting tosis here. Shiny hasam dikadeos. So the Gemara, when you read this Gemara simply, you would come out to say, oh, women can make their zimun, right? Three women need to be together, there are no men around, make your zimun all you want. Mikan Mashma says Tosfos, the Nashim Yecholos Lezamri Latman, that they're allowed to make a zimun, and that's the Papsak. V'chein Asu Benos Rabbeinu Avram, Chamov Sher Rabbeinu Yehuda, someone, a Rebbe of theirs, the father-in-law would make a zimun with their daughters. Api Aviem, based on the Psak of the father. Says Tosfos, however, Umihu Lo Nagu HaOlam Kain, this is not the practice of the Olam for women to make zimun. So this goes on to a long list of discussions of certain things al pi halacha might be allowed, but as we discussed yesterday, sometimes minhagim will change that fact. The very first Ramah in all of your day is talking about hilchos shechita. The first Mishnah in Maseches Chulin says, Hakol shochtin, everyone could shecht, afilu nashim, even women are allowed to shecht. Certainly allowed. But the first Ramah writes, the minhag is that women don't shecht. Lo ra'inu, we never saw any women shecht, and that's been the practice. So the shach there says, wait a second. Lo ra'inu is never a raya. To say I didn't see it happen is never a raya. That didn't say, you can't say, I didn't see the guy murder, so it didn't happen. That's not a raya. If you saw the murder, fine, but to not see something isn't a raya. So what do you mean that you never saw women shecht, so that's a raya, that's a minug? So the shach quotes from the Maharil, I think it is, lo ra'inu, I didn't see something, doesn't work for edus, but it does work for minhagim. And since they never saw a woman shecht, that has established the minhag. So even though al-pi halacha they're allowed to. Al-pi halacha they're allowed to bench. Al-pi halacha you can even find a heter for them to wear tefillin, like Rashi's daughters. In the end of the day, the minhag is lo ra'inu, we never saw this. To start adding new minhagim, new things would be against what this Tosas writes over here.
What does that mean?
That in terms of people there. There are three women. Das, a ben das, a bar das, so a person, three individuals. So the Gemara then says, "Tis time, Rav, the Amr." Let's conclude that Rav is the one who says, "Imrotzu lezamin emezamin." He must be the one Rav who holds that if two people, two men are sitting down and they want to bench, they can't bench together. They can't make a zimun. How do we know this from Rav? Damar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Shloshe she'achlu k'achas. Three people are eating together. V'yatzer echa mehem l'shuk. One guy leaves to go to work. Karen Lo, we call him back. He said, Reuven, come back, we need you. Mizamnin olav, and we can make a zimun. Only time at the Karen Lo, only because you call him back, can you make the zimun. Hello, Karen Lo, if you don't call him back, Lo, you're not allowed to. Meaning two people don't make a zimun. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Shani Hasam, the Kavu'ula HaBuchov Mikara. There, they had three people together, so there was a chiv, so they couldn't make one with only two. But perhaps still, if two people were eating by themselves from the beginning, Meikara, maybe they would have the option of making a zimun. So you can't be mistime, you can't conclude that Rav is the author of that opinion. Ella, so let's say, Tistaim de Rabbi Yochanan who damar. It must be Rabbi Yochanan who says that, Imratzu lezamin, if two people want to make a zimun, ein mezamin, we don't allow them to. Damar Rabba Barbar Chana Amr Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan now, Shnaim she'achlu ka'achas, two people eating together, Ech me'am yotze bibirchas chaver, one guy could be yotze with his friend's bracha, he could be motzim. Vavinam Ba, they ask the question, Mai kamash lam, what's a chiddush here? that one guy can be motzi the other guy. We know that klal. Tanina, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sukkah that shama v'lo ana. You hear the guy make a bracha and you don't answer amen. You can still be yotze. The answering of amen is not mi'akev being yotze bracha. You should lichachili. You should say amen, but not mi'akev. So we see that you're allowed to and you could be yotze someone else. So what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching us here that echem hem yotze bebirchas chaveiro? So Amar Rabbi Zeir explains, Lomar she'ein birchas hazimun beinem. There is no birchas hazimun. So you could be yotze one another, he could be yotze me, but it's not called a zimun together, it's not called a unit. If you look at Rashi writes, Rashi explains what the raya here is. Rashi, a little bit higher up in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeir, Lomar she'ein birchas hazimun beinem. Lo bal lamdenu is only coming to teach us, el she'ein trichan zimun, that there is no zimun with two people. Had there been Zimun, Birchas Shneim he. It should have been called Birchas Shneim, Sharehu Omer Nevarech Vu Oned Baruch Hu. Meaning, what Rabbi Yochanan should have said is, that if I'm Yotzi with my friend through Zimun, it should have been the Lashon of Birchas Shneim. There were it's a unit. But Birchas Chaver implies one is being Motzi the other guy. It's a one-to-one, not a unit of two together. And therefore, we learn from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that he holds that you cannot have two people making a Zimun. So the Gemara now says, "Tis time," so let's conclude that way. That's what we're comfortable saying. So Amalei Rava Bar Ravuna, L'Ravuna, V'ha Rabbanan Dasu Mima'arava, the Tamidei Chachamim who came from the West, from Eretz Yisrael, Amri Imratu L'Zamin Mezamnin. So if you want to have two people making a Zimun, they're allowed to. So my love, the Shamile, Rabbi Yochanan, did they not hear from Rabbi Yochanan himself? Rabbi Yochanan was living in Eretz Yisrael. So it must be that the Rabbanan from Marava, from the West, heard from Rabbi Yochanan that you can make a Zimun. Where it says, lo, the Shamile, Mirav, Mekame, Denachas, the Bava. They heard from Rav before Rav fled to Bava, before he left Eretz Yisrael. They heard it from Rav himself. But Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Zimun doesn't work. So Gufa, the Gemara says what we said earlier, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav, Shlosha She'achlu Kachas, V'yatza Echad Mehem L'shuk. Three people are eating, one guy goes to work, Karin Lo Mizamin Alav, you call him back to make the Zimun. So Amar Bai says, V'hu the Kari Lev Ani, it's only true if they call him and he responds. So not that he has to return back. Let's say he's like, he's leaving the store. You say, hey, Reuven, just stop at the corner there. You say, Rabbosai Nevarech, and he hears you from over there. That's a Zimun, even though he's not sitting with you, as long as he can respond to you back and forth. So Amar Marzucha, V'lo Amar Elo B'shlosh, that's only true with few people. Can the guy stand where he's standing and just answer back to you? About Ba'asar, if you have 10 people together, and then one guy leaves, Ad Denaisi, there, you need the guy to return back and be in your presence in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So Rashi explains here, I guess we're about to see this, Rashi explains that, Lo Amrin, the Lo Tzarech Lemesi Gavail El Lashosha, Val Asara, Shit Starfu Mishum Haskaras Hashem, since you're mentioning Hashem's name, El Kenu, Ad Dasi Gavail, the guy has to return back and sit with you, he can't be answering you from the street corner. So the Gemara then says, "May it maskiv la Ravashi." Asks Ravashi, "Adarabba, the opposite's true. Ipcha mistavra disha niran kasara shaim ein niran kishlosha." Meaning what? I've got 10 guys here. One guy leaves. You come by, you're gonna still think there are 10 people here. You know, 9 and 10. It's hard to know the difference unless you're really quick at math. So the guy at the corner, you could call him, he could respond. But 2 and 3, you very quickly tell the difference when one guy leaves. So it makes more sense that the third guy should come back and sit here, so you see a few people saying here, but the 10th guy, let him respond from the street corner, because you have 9 people, it looks like a big olam as it is. So the opposite should be the case. So the Gemara says, Hilchasa k'marzutra, we pass like marzutra, that three people, the third guy could wait at the street corner, and it's the 10th guy that needs to return back. Why? Came in the Barilat Chure Shem Shemaim, since you have to mention Hashem's name, Batsim Yasar Lav Orch Aretz. Inappropriate. It's not the proper Derech Aretz. It's not about the impression what people see. It's about having a Davar Shem Kedusha, 10 people present, like any other Davar Shem Kedusha. Amar Bai says, Naktinan, Shaim Shachluk Achas. 2 people are sitting together eating. Mitzvah Lechalik, it's a mitzvah to separate. You can't make a Zimun. We paskin, there's no Zimun with 2 people. Each guy benches on his own. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Baisa says the same thing. Shnaim Sha'ach Lukachas, 2 people eating together. Mitzvah Lachak, there's a mitzvah to separate and the bench separately. Bamed Varmamur, and where's this shoe? Kishishnaim Sofrim, where they're both Sofrim, they're both Yodea Sefrim, they know how to learn. They're Tamidi Chachamim, they can read benching. Aval Echad Sofrim, Echad Bor, one guy is learned, or one guy could at least he's literate, and one guy's illiterate, he doesn't know how to read. So Sofrim, Evarch, Ubor, Yotze. Then, the individual who can read should be motzi the guy who can't read. But that's not Zimun. That's just being motzi the guy who's incapable of benching on his own. So Amar Rava now says, Hamilsa Amrisa Ana. I said this idea. Vitem Rabbi Shmei de Rabbi Zeira. I quoted Rabbi Zeira Kavasi. It was quoted in the name of Rabbi Zeira, just like me. So Shlosh Shachlu Kachas. Three people are eating together, and Echa Mafsik. So one guy stops the Shlaim, which means, let's say two guys want to go on. One guy's got no job. He's sitting around just twiddling his thumbs. He could talk all day. And the two guys need to get to the next meeting. So two guys say, listen, we need a bench. You got to stop eating now. So the one guy has to stop so that the two other guys, it's the majority, so they could go ahead and make a zimun and bench. So that's what it means that Echad, Mafsik, one guy has to stop, L'shaim, the two guys who want to go on a bench. But if let's say one guy wants to leave and the other two guys are sitting around twiddling their thumbs or schmoozing all day long, the one guy cannot force the two guys to bench for him. Below, you can't. So didn't he cause these two individuals to stop? The Gemara says, he didn't really have to. The two guys who are continuing to eat don't have to stop for the one guy who wants to go out and leave. That's the right thing to do. It's lefnei mishus hadin, to the proper derech eretz, to hold the guy hostage wouldn't be right. But mikra din, you don't really have to stop if you didn't want to. So then the Gemara says, Yehuda bar Marei mar bar Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Medifti, these three, karchi rifsa bahadei hadadei, and they were eating bread together. No one was greater than the other one in order to say a bracha, to who should be mechabe with the bracha, leading benching. So the Gemara says, then you have three people eating, and there's a requirement to bench, it's only true when there's a great person amongst you. If it's better, if everyone's equal, then you should divide the brachas and separate them. So then the Gemara says, each person should daven on their own. So bench on their own. So also the Kami Demar Emar, Amr Lahu, Yidei Bracha Yatasam, Yidei Zimun Lo Yatasam. No, that doesn't work. By benching on their own, you fulfill the Bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Great. But you haven't had a Zimun. If you didn't say benching together, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. V'chi Temra Nehadah, if you say now you should go back together, now you've benched, could you now retroactively and do a Zimun after the fact? No, it's too late. You can't do a benching zimun lemafreya after you already have completed benching. So of course we paskin, even when there are three equals that are there, you should do a zimun and pick straws to see who's going to lead benching. So ba matan kshem mevarchin. Let's say this is a halacha people don't actually know. Let's say you come to a place and they're having a suda. They're having a meal. They're up to benching now. And you didn't eat anything. So now, you come to the point where they're benching, mahu omen, what should you say acharem? You can't say, that we ate because I didn't eat. I just came when they're actually benching. But at the same time, they're mentioning Hashem's name, the thing of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't be silent. So what should you say? Mahu omer acharem. Rav Zvid amar, baruch hu mevarach. That should be your response. Rav Papa amar, one amen, you should say amen. Below pliga, there is no machlokas whether you should say baruch hu mevarach versus amen. When you say nevarich, then you should say baruch mevarach as a response. When they're saying baruch as opposed to nevarich, when they're saying baruch shechal mishalo, then ashkechinu. That's when you should say dekal amri nevarich. I'm sorry, I missed that. Let's say that clear one more time. Again, lo pligi. There is no machlokas. One is case hadashkechinu dekal amri. One is when they're saying nevarich the mezamin saying nevarich shechal mishalo. V'ha, that's shechinu deka amri baruch, once when they're saying baruch shechal mishalo. So, in other words, deka amri, ashechinu deka amri, when they're saying nevarich, when the mezamim is saying nevarich shechal mishalo, so instead of saying nevarich shechal mishalo, because you didn't eat, you can't say that, you should say omer baruch hu mevarach, that should be your response. And if you find them ashkechinu deka amri baruch, when you see that everyone else is responding already, baruch shechal mishalo, and that's when you walk in, that's when a person should say oneh amin. If you take a look at Tosis for a little bit more precise psak of what you should say, Rav Zvid Amar Baruch Hu Umevarach, Ubahag Pasuk Baruch Hu Umevarach Shemo Tamid Liolam Va'ed. That's what you should be saying, that word that you just said there. In some benches you have it. For a person who doesn't eat, you find sometimes you should say, Baruch Hu Umevarach Shemo Tamid Liolam Va'ed. Try to remember that in case you don't have a bench in front of you. Viava Asar, if there are 10 people there, Anabasai, you should say, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Mevarach Shemo Tamid Liolam Va'ed. And that's actually how we paskin. So the Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amid here, and we'll stop with this, that Tani Chada Ha'one Amen Acher Bichosav Harezim Eshubach. A person says Amen after your bracha, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Achlam Shakol Nia B'Dvaro, and you say Amen, wonderful thing. Tani Idach, the other bracha says Harezim Meguna, it's a disgraceful thing to answer Amen to your own bracha. So lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha bebonei Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachas. We know that bonei Yerushalayim is the only bracha that we have that we say amen to our very own bracha. So that's the only time. At every other bracha, it's maguna to answer amen. So baye ane le bekala. So he would say amen out loud after bonei Yerushalayim. Why? So the worker should hear the din is when a person's working on your clock, so he only benches the first three brachas. He doesn't say the bracha afterwards. He doesn't say tovu meitiv. So he'd say amen, bonei Yerushalayim. I know bonei Yerushalayim. He'd say answer it out loud, amen. So they should know. Oh, the benching's over. They should go back to the work now. Rav Ashi ane le'bilachisha. He would actually whisper amen. If he felt by saying amen out loud, it would be a zilzil to tovu meitiv. So in other words, the reason why amen was established after the bracha of bnei Yerushalayim was to separate between the first three brachas of benching, which are deraisa, versus the fourth bracha of tovu meitiv, which is only a din derabanan. Look quickly at Tosus here. Hab bnei Yerushalayim, he writes hab b'shar brachos. When Peir Shabbeinu Chananel v'lachas gedolos, the yesh mefarshim b'chol bracha bracha kagon acha yishtabach v'chayotzi bo, is that when a person does not say amen. Why is that? When a person does say amen, umiu, after like every conclusion of a whole section is where you should say amen. Umiu, however, the psak is poke chazei mai amadavar. Go see what people are doing. Shlo nagu lanos amen ella acher bonei Yerushalayim debir kasamazon. That's the only time we have anywhere in brachos that you answer an amen to your very own bracha.